If you would like a 30-second commercial during every episode of the Spotlight series, please email me, Vince McKee, at coachvin14@yahoo.com. We can discuss pricing and address any needs your small company or business might have. We give each sponsor a 30-second commercial during every game or fight we broadcast as well. Also, a 700-word article on the website, as well as your logo on our Facebook page. Contact me, Vince McKee, at coachvin14@yahoo.com for more info. And now on with today's Player Spotlight Series guest, Owen Bainbridge. Welcome to this edition of the Player Spotlight Series. Tonight our guest will be Owen Bainbridge, Stowe quarterback. Stowe off to a red-hot 3-1 start. And we'll have Owen on to talk a little bit as to why that is and what we can expect from him in the future. Sit tight. Up next, Owen Bainbridge. All right, on the hotline is the man himself, Stowe quarterback Owen Bainbridge. Thank you for joining us on tonight's Player Spotlight.
Having me.
Oh, absolutely. So, let's start. I'm going to circle back one game and just say, you guys were 3-0, got off to a red hot start. You know, what would you say went right in that stretch, that initial three game stretch to get that hot jump to the season?
It was mostly just our mindset. We came in knowing we had to prove something, or we just wanted to prove something to everyone. We're not just the same team as last year. We wanted to come out better than we were.
And when does that mindset begin? Does it begin in 2 days and conditioning in the spring? Really, when do you begin to have that kind of chip on your shoulder?
Well, for most of us, it happened right when we came in. The returning players, we didn't want to have a disappointing season like last year. Last year wasn't awful, but we wanted to just take it up a notch.
How closely do you work with your head coach, your offensive coordinator, and your quarterback's coach?
I'm with them mostly every day. At school, I always go down to Coach Phillips' room, and we always watch film. And at practice, I'm with Coach Hawk and Coach Fox the whole time.
A tough loss this weekend to Brecksville in overtime. A game where, I picked you guys to win. I was kind of, I don't want to say it was a shocking upset that you lost, but I was a little surprised. But, again, you guys lost in overtime. It wasn't like you got blown out. It wasn't like you blew some gigantic lead. It was a tight game all the way through. What can you tell us about that game? And not only that, but what are you guys going to learn from that? And, again, use that as motivation.
I feel like we came out slow to start. Brecksville was a great team, but I feel like we just came out slow. So, we let the game be closer than it should have been. But they're a great team, and they beat us. So, and then for next week, we just have to get focused and get back to the right mindset. I feel like we came in just too confident.
Well, that could happen, and better off that it happens earlier in the season than late.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, you yourself personally, how would you describe your playing style?
Well, I like to throw. I like to throw more. I'm more of a pro-style quarterback. I don't really, I like to throw the deep ball, but it's not always there, so I have to take what they give me.
Do you have any colleges that you're looking at, strongly considering, or are there any dream schools, more realistic schools? What are you thinking about at the next level?
I'm not, quite there yet with everything, but I just want to go to a school that wants me and that I'll fit in good at.
So does distance matter at all? Would you want to stay close to home, or do you want to get as far away as possible, or it just doesn't matter?
It doesn't really matter to me.
Do you watch college football?
Yeah.
What teams do you like to watch?
I like Ohio State, Oregon. Mostly Ohio State, but I like Oregon because their uniforms.
What's your biggest goal for this season, bud?
I want to win out for the rest of the season and make the playoffs. First we have to take it a week at a time and make sure we get there. But my goal right now is just to make the playoffs.
Well, you've answered all the tough questions today, and I thank you for that. So I always use the easy ones last. I always keep three in the bag and just for fun. So here they are. Why did you choose your jersey number?
Oh, my third year of football, I had the last choice to choose what number I wanted. And it was either 3 or 6, so I just chose 3, and I've stuck with it since.
And what is your favorite football movie?
When the Game Stands Tall.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's not a lot. I'll be honest with you, man. Like, a lot of people don't choose that, but that's very very emotional, but very on point for life and, you know, itself. So, and then finally, as you fans remember listening to the broadcast, because you guys are the ones that did it, you voted in Owen Bainbridge, your Week 3 Jenny's Popcorn Player of the Week. So our last question for Owen, did you share any of that popcorn?
Yes, I shared it with my lineman.
Good answer. Good answer. Awesome, man. That's what I like to hear. Jenny... is such a nice lady. It's so cool that she does that, and that's awesome. I always like the, you know, it gets to the players and stuff. It's a little something extra for you guys. I know it's not much, but, you know, Keon Sports, we're small, but we're growing, and, you know, sponsors like her really help, so spread the word. Owen, thank you for your time today. You go enjoy watching some football, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay, bud?
All right, thank you for having me.
All right, take care. So that was Owen Bainbridge, this week's Player Spotlight. He has done such a great job. We appreciate him very much. Stowe as well, and all you fans for listening. This has been this edition of the Player Spotlight with Owen Bainbridge. Once again, if you want to be a sponsor, we're going to go ahead. We're going to talk about your business. It's going to start the podcast. It's going to end the podcast talking about your small company. The sponsorship, the amount we charge people, it's peanuts, guys. It's next to nothing. It's next to nothing. And our sponsors love us. Why else would one of our sponsors send a bag of popcorn out to the player of the week? Right? Huh? Okay. So email me, Vince McKee, at CoachVin14@yahoo.com, and have a blessed week.